And one of the superstars of 2015 is ending the year on a tear. It's El Nino, the natural warming of the Pacific Ocean that takes place every few years, and scientists now say is being made worse by climate change. This week, NASA warned that the effects of the current El Nino weather pattern could be just as bad as those of the El Nino of 1998, the strongest on record. We're watching flooding today in Missouri, thousands evacuated. But this year, El Nino-related flooding displaced thousands in Paraguay, Spain, Australia. El Nino has also messed up the monsoon season in India, causing drought that's impoverished farmers. Indonesia has been turned into a tinderbox, according to Global Post. Meteorologist Peter Gibbs joins us from the BBC Weather Center in London. We feel El Nino on Earth, but with NASA seeing these terrible effects from space, we want to get his reaction. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Robin. Yeah, well, this El Nino has been developing for quite some time, hasn't it? In the early stages, their predictions were that it wasn't going to be any big deal. But then gradually, as time has gone on, we've been ramping it up and now thinking it could be one of the biggest on record. This warming of the Pacific waters in the eastern Pacific, which has a knock-on effect on weather systems many, many thousands of miles away. It really does distort patterns. It moves jet streams. It pushes areas of rain into places you don't normally see them, and produces quite a bit of extreme weather. You've been talking about what's been going on in the States there, of course, with the levels on the Mississippi getting up towards dangerous levels. But we've been getting some of that over here as well in the UK, particularly northwestern parts of Europe and especially the UK and parts of Scandinavia. Just relentless storms coming in from the Atlantic.
We've been seeing pictures of, you know, people being evacuated in rowboats. What's been some of the consequences?
We started naming our storms over here this season, and we're certainly getting through the alphabet up to Frank so far. But it was Desmond that came through in early December. That was the first of the really serious storms. It produced just over 13 inches of rain in 24 hours in parts of the Lake District. And actually, that was a new UK record for the amount of rain that actually fell in a 24-hour period. And then since then, we've just seen one storm after another. We've had people evacuated from their homes. We've had transport disrupted quite widely. The latest storm, Frank, is expected to give about 2 to 3 inches of rain, particularly across Scotland. We've seen people evacuated from homes there through today. And still incredible amounts of rain. Looking at December as a whole, there's a place in North Wales called Capel Curig, which is in a beautiful part of Snowdonia. That's recorded almost 40 inches of rain, just over a metre of rain so far in December. Normally, they'd see no more than 12 inches of rain through the whole of the month. So it really is exceptional.
Right. And what about across Europe?
Well, elsewhere across Europe, it's a completely different story. Parts of Scandinavia have been suffering, like the UK, particularly Norway. But as you head further south, essentially, it's been dry and ridiculously warm. There's problems with the ski resorts in the Alps, for example, because there just hasn't been very much snow. And with high temperatures as well, even the snow cannons have been struggling to make snow on the artificial slopes. So they've had an exceptional dry spell, an exceptional mild spell. Some of that mild weather has been finding its way into the UK as well. We've seen temperatures up into the mid-teens. And it looks like it could be a record warm December.
That's so funny because it mirrors what's happening on this continent. And you know, you had Christmas week in Boston, 75 degrees, and yet in Colorado, unbelievable snowfall.
Yeah.
So there's an interesting mirror going on there. What are people there saying about weather?
People here are saying, what on earth is going on? You know, they're looking in their gardens and they're seeing things like daffodils, which we don't normally see here until February, March. They're out where I live. The road verge is absolutely covered in blooming daffodils. I was out mowing my lawn. It's still growing. We normally put the mower away this time of the year and stop. But I was out there in my T-shirt just a week or so ago, actually mowing the lawn. It's just ridiculous.
Well, you're a meteorologist. I'm going to ask you something maybe outside your field, but the things that keep us alive, like bees and insects, can't, you know, have got to be confused about this weather. I mean, there have to be concerns there as there are here.
Yeah, I guess so. I've certainly seen insects out and about. And even, you know, going back to the plants, if they don't get this period of dormancy during the winter months, as temperatures fall away and they go into that sort of hibernation mode, it means they're using up energy that they then haven't got in the spring. So there's a knock-on effect for some varieties of plant that really desperately need that dormancy. Yeah. It means you get poor flowering. So then that has a knock-on effect with wildlife. The nectar isn't there for the bees. The berries aren't there for the birds. So it can have quite wide implications.
Well, and you are a meteorologist, so let's ask you to do what you do. Not in sort of a crystal ball way, but do you have data that shows what we might be looking at in early 2016?
Well, it's interesting, Robin. The Met Office forecast for the winter period actually seems to be going pretty much according to plan at the moment. It did suggest that this being a strong El Nino year, that tends to imply a rather mild, wet start to the winter across the UK and much of Northwest Europe. Well, we've certainly seen that. But then the second part of the winter, particularly mid-January onwards, there's a suggestion that we then flip back to something rather colder, with potentially for northerly winds to come in, bringing snow perhaps, bringing some frost. Now temperatures are beginning to drop well below freezing across Eastern Europe, so we're looking perhaps for some of that colder air to start spreading our way towards the UK over the next couple of months.
Peter Gibbs, BBC meteorologist, speaking to us from London. And for our listeners in Europe, and we know we have many, we just gave them a weather forecast. Peter, thank you.
Many thanks. You're very welcome.